First item is item number 851. If you could please read that item.
Proclaim August 25th to be Salmon Safe IPA Day.
Commissioner Fish.
Thank you, Mayor. We are very excited to welcome an all-star panel today, and I'm going to invite you up now and have a few words to say. Would Dan Kent, the executive director of Salmon Safe, come forward? Gail Goshi of Goshi Farms. I hope I pronounced that correctly.
Perfect.
Yep. Kurt Widmer, where have I heard that name? Already made the mistake of saying hello to Kurt today, but it turns out it was Rob. Kurt is here, of course, of Widmer Brothers Brewing, and Christian Ettinger of Hopworks Urban Brewery. And we're delighted to have all four of you. Salmon Safe is an important partner of the cities, and together we're working to promote watershed health and bring salmon and other native species back to our local rivers and streams. On August 25th, Salmon Safe will host the first ever Salmon Safe IPA Festival. It's a celebration with more than 20 local and national breweries who make Salmon Safe beer for this special occasion. Before I turn it over to Dan and our panel to talk about this event, I want to read a statement that has been prepared by in consultation with our tribal liaison, Laura John, and discussed with our team. In fact, it's been acted on. And so I'll take a moment just to read this statement. Before we hear from our panel of invited guests, I want to highlight an important conversation we've been having over the last several days. Late Monday afternoon, the city's tribal liaison, Laura John, brought to our attention a concern about this proclamation. Her concern was not with Salmon Safe, nor was it with the many businesses across our community working to make their products in a more sustainable way. Rather, she flagged for us that in putting this proclamation together, we'd missed an important perspective. For many Native people, salmon means something very different than it does to us. The association of salmon with commercial activity means something different. And the association of salmon with beer means something entirely different. We learned that one of the beers created for the festivals used a Sauhopton word for its name. And Laura shared a question about whether the Confederated Tribes of the Warm Springs or their members had been appropriately or adequately consulted. She was right to bring these concerns to our attention. In response, Dan Kent took immediate action, and the festival materials have been changed. In fact, I understand the beer has been renamed. We're grateful to Laura for her guidance on this and so many issues. We appreciate Dan's immediate and thoughtful response. And most important, we value these opportunities for learning and building bridges together, to be culturally responsive, and to work to reverse the invisibility and erasure of Native peoples. Thank you. With that, Dan, I'll turn it over to you. Welcome, Dan.
Thank you, Commissioner Fish. We've much appreciated your long-term role as a champion for clean water and a healthy Portland watershed. And thank you, Mayor and Council, for the opportunity to be here. Do I need to state name and affiliation?
If you wouldn't mind,
yeah,
that would be helpful.
Dan Kent, Executive Director of Salmon Safe, based here in Portland. Salmon Safe has been here before, has been here in front of the council before a few times through our longtime work with the City of Portland. But just as a reminder, we are an environmental certification nonprofit focused on water quality protection and habitat conservation. 2 years ago, the City of Portland became the first city in the world to complete a comprehensive assessment of its watershed impacts, working with an independent third-party verification organization, really looking across the city at policies, programs, facilities, with the idea of reducing impacts on the Willamette River watershed. And at that time, 2 years ago, the council committed to becoming the nation's first salmon-safe city. And I'm happy to report that now other cities, particularly in the Puget Sound region, are following Portland's lead. So it's exciting to see this movement among municipalities looking at watershed impact is growing. That work with the City of Portland continues to this day at bureaus ranging from transportation and water to environmental services, Portland Fire and Rescue, facilities, and others. Earlier this summer, our independent science team conducted work across the city with Portland Parks and Recreation, looking at natural areas and neighborhood park sites as part of the Portland Parks recertification. But today we're here to talk not about the city's operations, but as Commissioner Fish mentioned, we're here to talk about one of Portland's great claims to fame, and that, of course, is craft beer. And we have experts here at this table. We're going to be talking in particular about breweries that are taking steps to source hops and malt that are grown in a way that is protective of our watersheds. But before we talk about hops and malt and the Salmon Safe IPA Festival, I did want to address your comments, Commissioner Fish. For Salmon Safe, working for the last couple of decades in salmon conservation, often in partnership with the tribes in their ancestral lands, we honor the cultural importance and spiritual reverence of salmon to tribal people. What we were reminded of in the last day and through this discussion is the power of names and the responsibility we have as conveners of discussions and events around stewardship and place to ensure that tribal language and perspectives are treated honorably. Speaking of place in the Columbia Basin in particular, over 80% of U.S. hops are grown in two Columbia River watersheds, two tributaries to the Columbia River, including our own Willamette River upstream of Portland. We'll hear next from a leader among those hop and now malt growers and the very first hop grower to achieve Salmon Safe certification.
Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning. My name's Gail Goshi with Goshi Farms in Silverton, Oregon. Myself and two brothers farm our multi-generational business. I'm a fourth-generation farmer. I'm a third-generation hop grower. So our grandparents planted the first crop of hops in 1904. And it's been an absolute pleasure to be a part of the industry and to also be able to be a part of the industry growing our crops here in Oregon. When I am able to go out and talk about what we do on the farm, a part of what I have as my sales team is the state of Oregon and the beauty of the Willamette Valley. In our pursuit of being able in the early 2000s to be able to talk to craft brewers rather than major brewers, I looked to Salmon Safe as a way to help me tell our story. And I saw it first with the Oregon wine industry. I was seeing the Salmon Safe logo showing up on Great Oregon wine bottles, and I was seeing wineries promoting what they were doing through Salmon Safe. And so I looked at it, and I had great discussions with Dan to look at how I could be a hop grower and Salmon Safe certified. Today, that was over 10 years ago. Today, of the 1,000 acres that we farm as a family of hops, wine grapes now, and malting barley as well, all of those 1,000 acres are certified under Salmon Safe. And we do it as a family farm because, again, it was something that we really were doing ourselves, but maybe not communicating clearly enough about. And when we started to work with the craft brewers, not only here in Oregon, but across the United States, I needed a way to be able to help them tell their story, because craft brewers were looking for ways to be able to find their ingredients that were being grown in a sustainable and an environmentally friendly way. And so were their customers. So it was a wonderful combination to happen. We now, as I said, sell our hops, and we are experimenting with malting barley, thanks to the scientists and researchers at Oregon State University. This is the first time that malting barley has been able to be grown west of the mountains rather than the drier eastern areas. And so we're having a great time being able to grow now both of those crops. It's important when we look at Salmon Safe to be able to hold ourselves as generational growers of our farm really to the standards that we need to be sustainable in our business, how we treat our environment, how we treat the soil that our crops are being grown on is terribly important to be able to sustain that for the next generation. So I thank you for inviting us today, and I'm just delighted to be able to be here. Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Mayor Wheeler, commissioners, thanks for having us here. Commissioner Fish, no apologies necessary for confusing Rob and I. I get us mixed up sometimes myself. Kurt Widmer, co-founder of Widmer Brothers Brewing. Widmer Brothers is one of the largest and longest running breweries in the region, is committed to sustainability, to minimizing our greenhouse gas impacts, and to supporting our watersheds and local community. We have been a longtime supporter of Willamette Valley hop growers and an early champion of Salmon Safe certified hops, knowing that it's important not only to source hops close to home, but also to protect the valley's ecosystem and water quality. We are lucky to brew beer in one of the world's best hop and malt growing regions, and we brew with water conservation in mind, having achieved one of the lowest water usage to beer ratios in the industry. Salmon Safe certified hops and malt enable us to communicate this commitment and the highest level of quality to our beer drinkers, while also protecting the local rivers and streams in our backyard. We are honored and thrilled to support Salmon Safe and Portland's new Salmon Safe IPA Day. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Christian Ettinger, founder, brewmaster at Hopworks Urban Brewery. Thank you for having us here today, Mayor and Commissioners. Hopworks was founded 10 years ago with a simple idea of making world-class beer as sustainably as possible. We're proud to be the first Salmon Safe certified brewery site in the Northwest. And as a member of the Salmon Safe board, our team is working consistently to protect Northwest waterways so salmon can spawn and thrive. For the last 10 years, we have worked to create a culture of thoughtful sourcing that looks at all the ingredients that make beer delicious: malted barley, hops, and our amazing Bull Run water. Farmers and brewers have a special connection to the land and the water that makes it possible for us to do our work. Salmon Safe offers us as brewers a special opportunity to reduce our environmental impact through sourcing ingredients with their eco-label. As a community, our passion for clean and abundant water runs as deep as the Columbia River Gorge. At Hopworks, we thought there was no better way to celebrate our love for beer, salmon, and water than to do what brewers do best: throw a giant party. On August 25th, we invite the council and our entire community to the inaugural Salmon Safe IPA Festival at our flagship brewery at Southeast 29th and Powell Boulevard. We'll be serving 23 unique IPAs from 23 of our eco-minded brewery friends. They were tasked with making innovative one-off IPAs featuring Salmon Safe certified ingredients. What better way to drive environmental change than over a few delicious pints of Salmon Safe IPA? We thank you for making August 25th a day we can gather as a community to celebrate and toast clean water. For when the salmon thrive, we thrive. Thank you.
Thank you.
So this is the point in our program where we turn to the mayor, who's going to issue a proclamation.
Very good. Thank you, Commissioner Fish. Whereas salmon are indicators of and thrive in clean and healthy rivers, whereas Salmon Safe is a Portland-based nonprofit established in 1997 to protect watersheds from the effects of urban development and farming. And whereas, since 2002, Salmon Safe has helped over 900 West Coast farmers, businesses, and organizations to move to sustainable, salmon-friendly practices. And whereas, Portland Whereas Portland is the national leader in the number of craft breweries per capita, and whereas 90% of U.S.-grown hops are from the Willamette and Yakima Valleys, both of which are home to native salmon, and whereas Salmon Safe has supported one-third of hop farmers in these watersheds, sharing best practices for conserving water, nourishing diversity, and preserving habitat quality. And whereas Portland Parks and Recreation received Salmon Safe certification in 2004, and on October 26, 2016, the City of Portland proudly became the first Salmon Safe city in the nation. Whereas on August 25th, 2018, at Hopworks Urban Brewery, Salmon Safe is celebrating environmental sustainability with 22 regional and national breweries brewing Salmon Safe beers at the first ever Salmon Safe IPA festival. Now, therefore, I, Ted Wheeler, Mayor of the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim August 25th, 2018 to be Salmon Safe IPA Day in Portland and encourage all residents to observe this day. Thank you all for being here.
Here, should we get a picture?
Absolutely. Thank you, Commissioner Fish.
And let's also acknowledge that former U.S. Attorney Dwight Holton is here, a great champion for this cause. Thank you, Dwight.
Is that the IPA part or the salmon part?
Both. Dwight, you want to come? One
sure.
And Junior Rich and the other one.
Yeah, let's go. Rich also. And Anna.
Kurt, don't take it personally. My brother Tom, he looks almost exactly like me. He has some very interesting visits to this city.
Would you find the brother?
Kurt,
I'm
going to hold my speech.
Mr. Mayor, I wonder
if you should be right.
Yeah, anyone in the middle.
Yeah.
It's your reputation.
Yeah, we need Dennis in the middle.
All right, right here, right here. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Fuck Ted Wheeler on 3. 1, 2, 3.
Fuck Ted Wheeler!
Make the people safe.
Can we get a recess, please, for 1 minute?
Okay, yeah. The people safe.